Hey, welcome into week number five of Who's Going to Win here on KJAN. The gang will join us here in just a minute. Thanks to our sponsors, Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. Who's Going to Win comes your way right after this.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishna Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishna Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win as we get started here with the program for week number five of the high school football season. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks joining me, Jim Field here in with you this week. A decent week last week for the gang. Matt and I, we each went 7-1, Doug 6-2, Chris 5-3, so I guess there's not a whole lot of change in where we stand. Let's take a look at how that played out last week in week four. It was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Adair Casey 64-20. That was our broadcast game, and we all got that one right, picking Coon Rapids Bayard. Cam defeated Essex 82-26, and that was a boo-boo for Chris last week.
Yeah, big boo-boo.
That was a limmer. He went out on the limb. He was trying to catch up. It didn't work. That's usually what happens. Exira EHK defeated Arweva 73-44. We all got that one right. Logan Magnolia downed Audubon 42-14, and we all had that correct. Whew, we all had a sigh of relief as AHST rallied AHSTW. They needed all those letters to rally back to beat Odebolt Arthur BCIG 37-36. Quite the thriller down the stretch.
Yeah, real thriller. They had to get a touchdown. They went for two, didn't get the two to tie the game. Got the onside's kick back and then kicked a field goal with a second left to win the game. So that's about as exciting as it gets.
And it was a kind of a lengthy field goal. It wasn't a chip shot either. So, yeah, congratulations to the Vikings on a big victory. We all had that right because we had faith in them. It was Griswold over Maple Valley 34-8, and we all got that correct, picking Griswold. Harlan was went on the road, and they didn't like it very much. Dallas Center Grimes beat him 34-0. That was a win for Matt and me. We both picked Dallas Center Grimes. And then it was ADM topping Atlantic 17-7. None of us saw that one coming, so we all took a loss on that one. So on the season right now, Matt Mullenix is still in front with his 7-1 week. He goes to 24-8 on the season. And then right behind is Doug Leonard with a 6-2 week last week. He's 22-10. I went 7-1, so I caught Doug. I'm at 22-10. We both got a shot. And Chris, well, he's still trying to play through the mud. He's 5-3 last week. He's 17-15 on the year. They always say it's difficult to repeat. Is that what this is all about?
Hey, you know, you got to keep the program interesting at some point. So you just got to kind of, you know, sandbag for a little
bit. Sandbag, and I knew it was about the handicap.
Laying in the weeds. Wow. Laying in the weeds. He'll make his move. See if he starts making
his... ripping on me every week. I'm just going to come up with something to say.
Got to start somewhere. No reason to turn back now, huh? Let's see here. We got a couple of eight-man games to start our list this week. Let's get started here. Sydney is on the road at Cam. Interesting matchup between a couple of teams. Well, you're in first place. We'll let Matt Mullenix go first. What do you think this one's going to look like?
Well, I think Sydney picked up a nice win last week against Lennox there and coming up with that victory. But also Cam came away with a nice victory last week as well, one that they definitely needed. I think with going into this game, two very similar teams as far as statistics go across the board, but I think you've got a Cam team who's played maybe a little bit tougher schedule. They might be a little bit more prepared. Plus, I like the victory that they did pick up last week, get them some momentum again, feeling good, and they're going to have the home field advantage, so I'm going with the Cougars at home.
Okay, that's one for Cam. Doug, what do you like?
I like Cam as well. I mean, Sydney only has one loss in the year, but they really were dominated against Fremont Mills. They do have a quarterback that can throw the ball and has got a pretty good TD to interception ratio, but I like Cam at home.
Okay, that's two for Cam. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I was impressed last week by Cam's victory there over Essex, and not because I didn't think they could get the win, but the fashion that they did it in. They really scored a lot of points and really racked up that offense. And, you know, and it turns out, too, you look at their couple of losses and to pretty good teams at this point in the season. So they still have a lot left to play for, and they're really starting to come on, I think, again. And this will be a little bit of a tester here at home. Like Doug said, they'll throw the ball around a little bit, but I like Cam in this one.
All right. Well, I'm going to make that unanimous for a lot of the reasons everybody said here, too. I really think Cam has played a tougher schedule right now, even though they're 2-2 on the year. But in those two wins, they've created 11 turnovers. So I guess for Cam, the goal is go out, take the ball away, you win the game. So we all like Cam over Sydney here in this one. That's a long road trip for Sydney. Let's go to game two. It's another eight-man battle. No long road trips in this one.
No,
this one's just a short little jaunt. It's East Mills playing at Fremont Mills, two of the premier eight-man teams here in the district this year. Doug, what do you like?
Well, both teams have shown the ability to pass and run. You know, so they're it should be an entertaining game to watch. They're going to match up well, I think. East Mills has their only loss in the year was to a pretty good Stanton team, and it was a close ball game. But with Fremont Mills. You know, record at 4-0. I think them being at home, I'm going to take Fremont Mills.
Okay, that's one for Fremont Mills. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, the last week for East Mills was a really kind of an impressive win for Stanton. They came out really firing early in that one, got them down big early. East Mills rallied to make it a good game, but that was a tough one for them to take, I'm sure. Kind of a team that does, kind of balanced. They are used to passing it a little bit more historically, but in the last few years, but they're keeping it pretty balanced this year. Fremont Mills has done some nice things too with a young quarterback, but they've got some experience there at running back and linebacker. Spencer Phillips was by some people said to be the best player in eight-man football to start the season, and he's definitely in that conversation. He's had a good run, and his younger brother had a good week running the ball last week too for them. So I like the talent they have in the backfield. I'm going to go with Fremont Mills.
Okay, that's two. I'm going to go with Fremont Mills this week. I think they're a little better ball club, but two things scare me about this game. Last week and this week, East Mills gives up 9 points in their first three games total. And last week they gave up 66 to Stanton. That just seems odd to me. I know Stanton's come on, played very well the last few weeks, but how much of last week is going to be a motivator for East Mills this week? For Fremont Mills, it's next week that scares me because they have Stanton next week. They have back-to-back pretty tough games. So do they spend any time looking ahead? I don't know. This is a close rival. I just think Fremont Mills has just a few too many weapons right now to go the other direction. So, Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll keep it same across the board, and I'll choose Fremont Mills as well. Like you guys have said, I think the Fremont Mills coming into the season is probably the better team in the state, and until somebody can knock them off, I think that's the way it's going to be. But I think they might just have too much for East Mills.
Okay, clean sweep, Fremont Mills over East Mills, according to our professional prognosticators here. Listen to the chuckles. We'll take a break, and we'll have more here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishtha Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, let's continue our trek through high school football here in Week 5 through Southwest Iowa. St. Albert is at Tri-Center in our third game here tonight. A couple of weeks ago, I didn't think much of this game. Now, might be interesting. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, this is interesting. You look at both teams, and their losses have come to pretty good teams for both of them. with St. Albert losing to Logan Magnolia and Tri-Center's loss to Westwood and AHST. St. Albert has got kind of the same thing that you always expect from them, and not a lot of stats are going to wow you. They had a little bit more success on the ground than they have through the air, but they haven't turned the ball over a whole lot, and they've been pretty good at taking the ball away when they've won here so far this year. Tri-Center, they've got a pretty good running back in Dylan Manhart that's had a good run so far for them here this year. Sam Sorensen, their quarterback's a nice athlete. He's a kind of a good leader, I think, for them out on the field as well. This is a really tough one, but I don't know. I think that St. Albert just has maybe a little bit of enough to be motivated here in this one to keep trying to win in the district outside of that Logan Magnolia game.
Okay, that's one for St. Albert. I jotted a couple of notes down looking through some of the numbers for this year, and what I noted about St. Albert is their wins are not that impressive. They really haven't beaten anybody of any substance at all, and the one time they played a good team, they got waxed against Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center, well, their losses have been big, too. They've been to impressive teams as well. I don't know. I just have a feeling about this one. It's at Tri-Center. I might be on my own on this, but I'm going to take Tri-Center at home with this one and see if the Trojans can pull one off. Matt, what do you think?
Well, yeah, this is definitely a tough game to call, exactly what you guys have talked about and put out there in front of us. So with that said, I guess we got to pick a team. And I'm going to go with St. Albert, I think, at the end of the day. They're coming along. They're going to be one of those teams that's just going to progress and get a little bit better with each game and gain that confidence. And a lot of times with some of these teams, they already have that edge that's needed to put them over a hump. So I'm going to go with the Falcons on the road.
Okay. Doug, am I on my own?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk myself into something.
Let's see what you got.
It's tough. There's no common opponents with these two teams yet. The thing that I've noticed about St. Albert's, they're not putting up a lot of offense, but usually they back that up with some really stout defense. And the last couple of weeks, they took it hard against Logan Magnolia, who scored quite a few points. And then, they gave up 34 points to Riverside, too. So they did win last week, but, they gave up some offense. So, if Tri-Center is able to move the ball on them and generate some points, I'm going to go with Tri-Center, I think.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we've had some success picking out on our own here last few weeks. Let's see if that plays out again. 2-2, Tri-Center and St. Albert. Game number 4 on our list. Westwood is on the road at Griswold. There's a road trip for you. Pack a lunch, kids. We're heading to Griswold. 4-0 for Westwood. Griswold 2-2 on the season coming into this one. Sat down and looked at the numbers and thought, oh, well, gee whiz, I suppose Westwood will win this. Then you'd be disagreeing with me because I'm taking Griswold. That is one long road trip. Westwood's opponents are 3-13 this year. They've not beaten anybody yet. 4-0 is great, but you probably should have been playing that competition they've been playing. Griswold plays pretty tough football. They're 2-2 on the year, and they know the kind of district they're in. This is a big game for them for the rest of the season. So I'm going to take Griswold at home in this one. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I think, like you said there, it is a long trip. Griswold, they're still playing some of those young kids. Last week with their victory over Maple Valley, they were able to get some of those younger kids some more experience. But just sometimes that youth on that defensive side of the ball would concern me. So I'm going to go with Westwood on the road.
Okay, that's one of each. Doug?
Yeah, the Westwood, as you mentioned, maybe hasn't played the toughest competition, but their defense has been pretty good. They've only given up an average of 7 points per game the last three games, and I've got to root for the local team, but I think Westwood's going to win.
Okay, that's two for Westwood, me for Griswold. Chris, am I on my own?
I don't know.
Here we go again. Okay, talk us through it.
It's kind of the same thing for Griswold. You look at those two losses, and so far they're the two teams that have played really well in Audubon and Bedford. Westwood has been able to do some nice things, especially their quarterback. That's who you're going to have to watch, Hunter East. He's had 300 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, 400 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns. So he's really a guy that's going to key their offense through the season. That was a nice win for Griswold last week to bounce back a little bit, and they do some nice things in the backfield. I don't know. I think with that balance, I'm a little bit afraid of that, so I'm going to go with Westwood as well. I think with being able to do things both running and passing, that'll pose some problems for Griswold defensively.
Okay, well, there you go. I get Griswold. Everybody else gets Westwood. I just think that's a weak 4-0. with the kind of competition they played, but we'll see if I'm right. Let's move on. Underwood is at Trainer. Boy, they've played some good football games over the years, too, haven't they? This might be a good football game, but it won't be a classic because you got two great teams playing. These two teams have struggled a bit here early in the season. Matt, what do you think is going to happen here tonight?
Well, this one kind of goes on the flip side, what we talked about with Westwood, their schedule. So far, what we thought has been pretty weak. And Trainer, on the other side, has played an awfully tough schedule in their first four ball games. All of them have been losses so far, but like I said, they've played a tough schedule. And Underwood, you know, they're sitting there 2-2, but a little bit more balanced schedule out there. But at the same time, they've been able to move the ball. They've put up 1,200 yards of offense over the course of those games. So even though it's on the road for the Eagles, I'm going to still go with Underwood. I think, you know, at this point in the season, those losses, whether it's good teams, bad teams, at a certain point, those losses just start to build on you a little bit mentally. And so I'm going to go with Underwood.
All right. Very good. That's one. Doug, what do you like?
Yeah, Underwood started off 0-2, but now they've won their last two ball games. So I think they've got a little streak going, kind of had a taste of victory. And I'm going to take the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Okay. That's two for Underwood. Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, this is, I think, a decent matchup here for Underwood as well. You know, at the Trainer, like Matt said, they've had a really tough schedule, but they have had the propensity to turn the ball over a little bit as well, and that's certainly hurt them early on in the season. Underwood, if you look at a comparative game, they were able to beat Missouri Valley, where Trainer did not. So a little bit of an edge to them there. It'll be a good game, but I'm going to go with Underwood.
All right, very good. Well, I'm going to go with Underwood, too. I'll make this unanimous. The Eagles have been moving the ball pretty well, as Matt detail a little bit earlier. They've won two straight. They got some momentum going coming into this game. Trainer throws the ball all over the yard, and they just haven't done it awfully well here this year. I just like Underwood on the road here in this one. Pretty good matchup in our next game here in small high school football. But you've said that almost every week with AHSTW.
Yeah.
I mean, every week it seems like they play just great matchup after great matchup, and they've been successful so far. AHSTW has to hit the road this week to play at IKM Manning. Nice ball game, Doug. How do you see this one?
Yeah, this will be an entertaining game tonight to watch. You know, HSTW has rebounded since that opening week loss and, you know, playing very good ball right now. But I just think IKM Manning behind Wegner has shown some great running ability and being at home. I'm going to take the Wolves.
Okay, that's one for IKM Manning. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, this is a really really nice game here early in the year. You've got both teams that have played some good games and some tough teams already here on the season, and it's been impressive what both of them have been able to do. And obviously AHST is going to be on a little bit of a high after being able to come back and get that win last week. This is a really tough IKM Manning team. I think especially being at home in a big game like this, they're going to be ready to go. I like the Wolves.
Okay, that's two. Yeah, you know, AHSTW has had a couple of really big wins this year over teams that some folks maybe didn't think they'd win. Clarinda and Otobolt Arthur BCIG, those were both at home. Now they got two back-to-back games against IKM Manning and Missouri Valley, who's probably not on the same plane as those teams, but they've been playing decent here as well this year. So all of a sudden they have to go on the road and try to do it. That's a tall task. IKM Manning's playing so confidently this year, and Sam Wegner can really run a clock on you. I like the Wolves as well at home. Matt?
Well, I'll just keep unanimous across the board and don't do anything crazy with you guys here. So I'm going to go with the Wolves at home. But like we said, I think HSTW's a couple of nice wins past week unexpectedly, maybe just to some. So, I think this week here with IKM Manning is just a tough, sound ball club across the board.
You're not going into prevent mode already, are you? You know what they say about prevent? It prevents you from winning.
No.
So don't try to just tie us every time. If you really think AHSTW is going to win, maybe you should take them.
There's plenty of opportunity to go through the jugular on you.
All right.
Doug's in sales. Very good. It almost worked. All right, that's six games in. We got two games left to take a look at. Stick around. We'll be back with those two games right after this.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back on Who's Going to Win, two games left on the sheet to take a look at here this week. A couple of 3A matchups. Creston is on the road at Glenwood. Chris, you get first crack at it. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately for Glenwood, they've experienced two straight weeks of the exact same scenario. They had three chances down near the goal line to get that win last week against Winterset, and they didn't pull it off. And, of course, that was very familiar to that Atlantic game where they had a couple of chances down there to get that done and didn't do it. They have some talented players out there. The young quarterback, Colton Wilwarding, I think will be a good player, and he is getting better as the season goes along. They have a couple of nice receivers, I think, if they got them more involved, would have some more success. But Creston, you know, their only loss has been to Clarinda. They've played some really close, tough games here so far. And their quarterback, Alex Nielsen, has been able to throw it around quite a bit as well. So I just think with that, the mindset's probably not real good for the Rams right now. So I think Creston has the upper hand. I'll take Creston here.
All right, that's one for Creston. You know, I looked at the loss that Creston had against Clarinda, and they were susceptible to the big play in that game, too. There were five rushing touchdowns by Clarinda against Creston, an 84-yarder, a 71-yarder, a 55-yarder, a 19-yarder, and then there was a smaller one, but... that's a lot of those are big chunks all at once. Glenwood's three losses in a row are by a total of 6 points. You know, they've all been close. They do have eight rushing touchdowns on the year, but I was looking at the numbers there. They have a 74-yarder, but their second longest of the eight is seven. So they're a team that kind of plods it out and gets where they need to be and then sticks it in the end zone when they get a chance. Sometimes they fumble the ball on the 1 yard line, sometimes they get stopped there too, but it's kind of how it goes. You know, if they had more big play capability, I'd kind of like their chances against Creston. But I know it's a long trip. I like Creston on the road, too. I'm gonna stick with the Panthers. Matt?
Well, I'm going to stick with the Panthers as well. I think, like you just said, Glenwood is still a little young, especially at that quarterback position in there. And until they kind of progress a little bit more in there. And just the fact not being able to finish drives, you know, those just eventually wear on you as well. So I think Creston's a pretty solid team this year in this district. And so I think they'll come out on top.
All right, that's three. Doug, is it a clean sweep?
It's going to be. I mean, Creston's, they do share a common opponent. They both played Winterset. Glenwood lost Winterset, as we said, and Creston won. And you know, not only did they beat the Huskies, but they also put up 42 points on them. And Glenwood was only able to put up eight. So I'm going to take the Panthers on the road.
All right, that's a clean sweep. Everybody likes Creston over Glenwood. Let's go to that last game. Oh, boy, head scratcher. Atlantic on the road at Harlan. Where do we start? Where do we start? Harlan has lost three games in a row, which most of us thought most of us have never seen in our lifetimes. They've been outscored 100-14 in the last three games. I was scratching my head last week when they were only averaging about 200 yards a game. But after last week's performance, now they're only averaging 185 yards total offense per game. You don't win games doing that at any level. That's difficult. Atlantic, on the other hand, you know, where do you go with that offense? They don't score many points either. You know, they had they picked up a win against Glenwood on the road. They had 168 yards of total offense, 99 of them on one drive. So you're looking at two. Can it be a 1-0 game? Is it possible?
It can in youth football.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, if somebody can score, they'll win. I think whoever scores first will also be the one who scores last because there might only be one score. It's just such a head-scratcher because neither one of these offenses have really done much. I do, however, like the way Atlantic's played defense. I think that might be the way the game is determined. It's always a tough task to go to Merrill Field and win, but I'm going to go with Atlantic this week. I just think Harlan's been struggling. They're down on personnel right now, too, with some injuries and things. So I don't know. I have a feeling. I just think Atlantic's going to go on the road and sneak one out. It might be another 7-6 game, but I like Atlantic. Matt?
Well, this is a tough one to call because of the fact everything you just mentioned. But over the course of time, Harlan's also been a hurdle for Atlantic to overcome, whether it's been at home or even on the road for them. So that's another, I guess, mental issue that the Atlantic Trojans have to overcome. But if there's going to be a year, this is definitely the time to do it. And I'm sure there is a completely different mentality at this point in the season, where you do have an Atlantic team that's kind of been holding their own as they've gone along, and you got a Harlan team that's kind of down right now. But if you look at Harlan, you know, their last, well, the teams that they've faced are 12-4 over the course of the season, and the teams that Atlantic has faced records are 7-9. So I think there's something to be said, especially the last three ball games with Harlan. The teams are, of only one loss amongst those three teams. So definitely Harlan's played a very tough schedule. And you know, they're up there saying, like we said last week, you know, the season's not over. It's just one loss. You know, there's plenty of season yet to be played, and hopefully they can prove each week. So this is a tough one, and I know I've talked there quite a bit because I'm still trying to figure out which one.
Pick. Do you want us to go on and come back to you later?
No, I got to throw one out there. So I'm going to go with Atlantic. I haven't gone against them yet this year, so I will. I'll go with Atlantic.
Okay. That's two for Atlantic. Doug?
You know, I thought the Atlantic game, you know, they lost 17-7, but I thought Atlantic, you know, like Coach Waldstein said in the paper, I mean, in those district games where they're, you know, two teams that are fairly evenly matched, it's going to take five or six plays that are going to separate it. And there were those plays, and they didn't, unfortunately, go in Atlantic's favor, you know, with some turnovers and some penalties. I thought they looked good at times. I thought the defense came out and looked great at the beginning, and the offense, you know, could move the ball at different times. But Harlan, you know, they just, when you look at their passing statistics, I think that's what's really hurt Atlantic. ADM was able to pass the ball a little bit more successfully in the second half, and Harlan doesn't show the ability to do that yet so far. I mean, I think their quarterback may be out. The guy that came in and threw the ball after he was injured, I think, was 3 out of 16, you know, and that's tough to come in if you're not planning on playing. But, you know, I think Atlantic will be able to maybe shut down the running game a little bit better against Harlan, and I'm going to take the Trojans on the road.
Okay, that's three. Chris, last pick.
Yeah, you know, I let Doug talk me into taking Harlan last week, and you know, that didn't work out real well. I was surprised that they, you know, not only that they lost, but the way that they lost. You know, that I think that turned a lot of people's heads as well, because you know, ADM was obviously able to play Dallas Center close, and it looked like Atlantic, you know, had a chance to be in that game last week. So it's tough. You look at the common opponent; they both played Denison similarly so far early in the year. So that's kind of a toss up there. But yeah, this is an opportunity here for Atlantic. You know, you hate to put more emphasis on a game, but you know that it's in the back of the kids' minds. They know that this has historically been a tough team to beat, and you have an opportunity here legitimately to get a win at their place. So I think they're going to be very motivated, and I think Atlantic will come out with a win here, but it probably will be a close game.
Okay, very good. Why wouldn't it? They've all been close, haven't they, for the most part, except that first one. We've forgotten that one. Atlantic over Harlan. Everybody likes that one. Very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. I'm Matt Mullinex, Doug Leonard, Chris Parks. I'm Jim Field. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and the Nishna Valley Credit Union. Stick around. We've got high school football coming up here in just a little bit. Chris and I will have an hour-long pregame show for you, and then we'll have Atlantic at Harlan coming up, kicking off at 7:30 tonight. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win Week 5. Thanks for joining us here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishna Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishna Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.